Yeah. It's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is. Live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Hey, yo, Knock, promo. Let's get it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Out of this galaxy, you gotta be out of your mind if you think I'm snorting these lines. But then again, you fine, so I don't mind. Pothead, dope dealer, guitarist, and I'm a killer. My hoe is straight out of Thriller, my dope is straight out of Village. Bitch, bring that pussy over here so I can kill it. My hoe is in line, and we all gotta feel it. Not a junkie, I just like to feel the groove. Look, mama, I'm on the tube, and I ain't even on the news. I retire a rich Jew with keys and all brew. White bitches in Mountain Dew. Go ahead and do a line or two or something. There. That opportunity.
Don't fuck it up. Dante Desperado, Delusions, man. That sounds like a delusion, that song, man. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Promatic on the mic right now. You already
squat. It's your boy, Knock the God, and this motherfucker, man. What's good? It's Sunday, man. You know, lost a football game.
Oh, y'all lost, bro?
Yeah, man. I mean, it was bad. It definitely was bad.
Y'all got blown out?
I mean, yeah, we lost by 2 touchdowns, but I feel as though I didn't get the rock enough. When I did get it, it was exciting. But, you win some, you lose some, man. You just got to capitalize on your mistakes and stuff like that. But, you know, it's 856 Entertainment, man. Let's get lit, man. We got Team Promo, Team Knock, you feel me? You jump on one team. You know the shirts is coming back out.
Yeah, you already. First thing is first, we got the V-neck. Not going to fucks with the V-necks like that. So we're going to have to just make regular shirts or even, like, I want some of them baseball jersey joints.
Woo!
200, 100 a pop.
What, we get them baseball joints? That's definitely gonna be special edition, man.
Yeah, that shit. Only a few people. We can't let everybody have that shit, man.
Hell yeah, man. We definitely trying to get the women booty shorts out.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do too, and that's gonna be a big step. So we probably have a couple competition. Who got the fattest ass on Instagram, and then we're gonna buy y'all your own booty shorts, and y'all gonna be your own ass model. I call it ass model and shit.
Definitely, definitely that. Cause you know what I mean. With that, let somebody rock it. See how the women respond towards you. Feel me? We just trying to light the city up. That's all, man.
Yeah, man. That's all we trying to do. Get it going on and shit, man. So just let us know if you got any ideas or whatever. Definitely let us know if you got any like shirts, socks, underwears. A lot of people say get beaters too, but I'm fat. I'm a fat ass poppy, man. I ain't gonna wear no beater outside trying to show my body off this year. The only thing I'm trying to show off is probably these tattoos. But, I mean, that's really about it, man. I'm not too much of a show off like that. How was your weekend, though, man? My shit was all right.
I mean, my shit was all right for the most part. I did some things that I would say I would have, like a week ago, I would say I would never have done.
Right.
But, you know, I did it, you know, changing the shit. I'm learning. You know, I was out with the gang and shit.
Yo, that new spot, what's it called on South Street, yo,
I don't know, it's like a hookah lounge, you gotta walk up the steps, it's damn near,
Finlandic.
Yeah, it's like right on Second Estate, I mean, Second Estate.
Yeah, it's new, it's new,
I think they said it used to be open back then, but now they just like bringing it back now and stuff like that, I think it's bring your own bottle until, I think, the end of this month or something like that, they're going to get their liquor license, so they're going to be serving alcohol there.
By the time them be 21, brother. So we
21?
Can buy a couple drinks or whatever, man.
Yeah,
you already
definitely.
Know.
It's 32. I mean, get the hookahs and shit, but it's, you know, 32 hookah all night, and so they keep refilling your tobacco joint and stuff like that while you're cold, things like that. So, I mean, that definitely is a good look, man. Please don't start bringing the drama to there. Let's just keep that a peaceful place for people to come and just chill, man, for real.
For real, man. When I was there, some girl had this big-ass bottle of Amsterdam. I was sipping on that, smoking some hookah, having a good time. You know what I mean? I see a couple people in the crowd. It wasn't too rowdy. It was just laid back. But you said some bull threw up and got kicked out.
Yeah. That's when AT threw up.
Man.
They told him he had to get up out of there,
man.
How
you
going to
kick him out because you threw up, though, man?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. But it is what it is. And, you know, for everybody living in Camden, you know, East Camden Heads or whatever, old heads, you know, they got the new after-hour spot right there on Fed, right across the street from that supermarket, you know, right across the street from that 7-Eleven. So right there, I think it used to be a Jamaican food place.
Oh, okay,
but
it was orange.
Yeah,
all right.
It's a barbershop in the morning, and it's an after-hour spot at night.
How was? Did you go inside?
Yeah, I've been in there like 2-3 times. It's a lot of older people, so if you ain't with the older crowd, they don't twerk, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they have drinks,
like,
and they conversate, play music and stuff like that. So if that's what you went to, it's right there on Fed. I don't know the address to it, but it's right there on Fed. Say if you coming from like AV or like East State that way, you go over the hump. It should be once you go left, right, like if you're going to 7-Eleven, it's right there. It's orange. You can't miss it. It's a barbershop. If you go there now, it's a barbershop in a couple hours. The after hour spot.
What time? What's the hours of that? Like,
I believe it's 12 to 5.
Okay.
12 to 6, something
like
that.
Like Passions, huh?
Nah, it's something like Passions, but it's for the older people. Older people. I would say the crowd in there probably be like late 80s.
Damn.
On up.
Damn.
I mean, you could say mid-20s on up,
okay.
But it's older. They more mature. Now, they don't card it. It's $5 to get in. You know, if you got the juice there, you might even get them free. I don't know how that works, but I'll pay
$5. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, so that's a couple spots in the hood. Well, one spot in the hood. Savoy's definitely starting to have a couple showcases out there. I've never really been there before, have you?
Me either.
I know it's located in Pensauken, though. And Training Live, you know, Training Live always have a little something in there. But it's one thing we want to talk to you guys about is our Puerto Rican Parade special edition shirts that's coming out soon. Print out a prototype sooner or later. You know what I mean? Then I hope everybody buy them, man. It's going to be popping for the Puerto Rican Parade, especially for the mommy.
You know I'm out there, man. Had an A56.
Flag on the head.
Hell yeah. You know how I do, man. Puerto Rican doll. You know, I got to change my name on IG to Big Poppy Ortiz. I do it every year, man.
Right,
every Puerto Rican Parade. Yeah, Big Poppy Ortiz.
Okay. I want that little Puerto Rican name, but I don't know what Puerto Rican name would fit my description. You know what I mean? Fat, no neck, short. I mean, I don't know. So I'm going to just figure it out. Fat ass Poppy at Fat Ass Poppy or some shit like that. You know what I mean? But we got a number 6 song for the day. It's called Baby Boy Mistakes by my boy Drake Sean. He's from the Willenboro area. Oh, yeah, forgot to tell everybody. Willenboro just had a celebrity game yesterday with Mike Zombie. Everybody knows Mike Zombie. Well, not everybody, because I swear I just heard about him like 2-3 days ago. He made the Start From The Bottom beat. Porter Rich was actually on there. Joe Button played in the it was a basketball game, a celebrity joint. Who else? Ugly Ass. He's from Philly. What's his name? He's ugliest motherfucker alive. Gilly the Kid, man. You already know. But this number 6 song, Baby Boy Mistakes, by my boy Deshaun, man. Let's get it.
Squat.
You act like a little boy instead of a grown-ass man. I hate you.
Well, you know what? I hate your ass, too. Do something.
Give me the keys to my car, Joe. You ain't going nowhere.
Get up off me, girl. See, there you go again. Bring your ass downstairs. Showing off in front of these fucking neighbors. Get your ass back upstairs.
Fuck you and these neighbors. I hate you.
I hate your ass.
I had a bad little mama. She was such a rider. She was such a good mother, she was a provider. With you I know I lucked up, with you I know I fucked up. And you love me, girl, and that's fucked up. The times that we shared and the times that we had, and the times that you smiled and the times that you laughed, yeah. All that's in my past, all the times we had. Me, you, us two. Now I'm on my knees on the floor crying, begging, please help me support the beat. Me, on the floor, can I get back with you?
Shout out to my boy Dre Sean. It's called Baby Boy Mistakes.
You're
gonna be singing that to your next shorty, man.
Hell yeah, man. Whenever that is.
Like 2000, whenever you do it, give my $100
now. I'm gonna have my money before I get
it. No, you're not, bro. You're not glad. Yeah, man. But you already know it's 856, bro. Cap gonna be calling in about his show in New York. Should be calling in a couple minutes. Looking forward to that. He's gonna give us more details. I'm trying to go in New York. I know we're probably gonna have a great time out there. You know what I mean? I wanna have a couple of 856 shirts on. Just walk up in there. Might get shot.
856 rule of
proof. Best. You know what I mean? I don't know how New York tends to do with Camden, Jersey people. I don't know if they friendly tourism. I don't know if they don't like them. But I know this for sure. They're going to be calling you son a lot.
Yeah, definitely. I know a couple of people from up north, man. They definitely use the word son a lot. I mean, that's like us saying bro. That's how they use son. Like,
they probably be calling you bitches, son. Yo, son, where you at?
Yeah, where you at, son? Should be crazy, man. But New York, that's definitely a different world, man. Different environment. You definitely take some time to adapt to that kind of lifestyle, man. That's a fast-paced kind of like state, man.
I love to live out there, yo. But today we're going to talk about, well, first thing is, we got question today. If you had to take a bid, do time for somebody that you love, would you do it? How long? How many years can you do it for? Honestly, I ain't going to take no bid for no fucking body. Well, it depends on the situation, though. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. What about you?
I'll do it. I mean, if I'm going to do it, I guess I got to take whatever they give me. If I love you that much and I take it, no matter what the time is, I guess I got to do it. I mean, because if I'm not going to do it, I mean, if I don't want an X amount of years, I ain't going to do it. Why would I do it? But, I mean, for that person, if I would do it, I'd do it for however long it is.
Say that person shot, killed somebody, and they don't. Now, would you take that bid?
Whoo! I mean, that's something really definitely to think about. But, I mean, like I said, if the rap is on me and they catch me and they think I did it and I know who did it, I guess I'm just going to have to do the life, man.
But what if you had no parts of it, but you had to take, you, the person wanted you to just take the bid?
Now, if they just come up with, like, you take the bid, that's not my man. I don't love you. That's not my man. That's not my home girl. That's nothing like that. If you come up to me like, you take that bid for me, 25 to life, nigga, for something I ain't do. If you really with me, if you really my boy, you really my sis or family member or something like that, it's, yo, I did it, I'm telling myself, saying, you feel me, like, thanks for, like, I mean, I won't say nothing. Like, I'll go in there, I won't say no names, nothing like that. But if you don't come in and take ownership from what you did, you're not my boy or nothing like that. My sis, my family, my aunt, my uncle, nothing. You're nothing to me.
Yeah, people be wild. You got to understand, a lot of people do be asking, like, if you take the bed from me and shit. But right now, we got Cap on the other line, man. Talking to us about his new show. Yo, bro.
Yo, bro.
Yo, man.
What's up with you?
Man, same old, man. I'm in the studio right now.
Okay, cooking?
You already snow.
Oh, so what you cooking? What's up,
man? I'm working with some bull right now that's in Houston. I'm killing shit for him. I got my regular shit going on, you know what I'm saying, album coming out pretty soon, I got some shows lined up, y'all can come see me in fucking New York City on the 17th of May.
Man, we trying to be in there, bruh.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be in Atlanta in the next 2 months doing the show, I got to go to L.A. to shoot another video.
Okay.
Real shit.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? So, my boy on the move, man, it's Cap.
I got a battle next Friday, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so, I mean, you definitely on the move, man. No days off type shit, man. So,
yeah,
I mean,
man, you already know what it is, man.
Hell yeah. So with the New York thing, man, get the people something. I mean, let them know what's going on, what you got going on up there.
Look, man, you already know what it is. Fucking Cap Benson on the 17th of May, which is a fucking Sunday. As soon as you get out of church, make your way up to fucking Queens, New York. Come hold your boy down, man. Blackthorn 51 on 51st Avenue in Queens, New York is going the fuck down. Show start at 7. Tickets is $12. If you fuck with me, tickets is $10.
Hell yeah. I'm definitely up there for the 10 piece. So it's just gonna be you or it's gonna be multiple artists?
Yo, it's gonna be hella niggas there. Like, niggas can they book hella people to perform, but I got, you know what I'm saying, through word of mouth, I got hooked up with the fucking promoter, and he was just like, yo, he fucked with my shit. So he threw me a show, and I was like, all right, we're going to make it work. I'm going to show you how this Jersey shit go.
Well, you already know, so we definitely about to turn up. We trying to be on stage with you with the 856 and shit.
Oh, you already know, bro. You need to give me one of them to fucking perform in, bro. You know, I got you.
Hell yeah, definitely. That's definitely a good look. We definitely gonna come up there, but I mean, I just heard you say something about an album. I mean, can I hear something? Can I know something about that? Like, what's going on, man?
Oh man, like, you know what I'm saying, first, so I just got a new manager and shit, so it's mandatory. I'm about to drop a 5-track EP on iTunes within the next 2 months. So be on the lookout for that. We're gonna call that shit The Metamorphosis. That's the title of that, John. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going through a phase of my life where I'm just changing every day, every second, every minute. It's just something new about myself that I'm discovering, and I love it. So we're going to share that with the people. That's going to be on iTunes. My album, I've been working on it since my first joint dropped. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting better every day. So it's just like I got a whole bunch of shit saved up that every day I wake up, I make something new. I don't really fuck with the shit I did the last day. So it's just like this shit is going to be beyond perfect. And mark my words, this probably going to be the shit that, like, puts Jersey on the fucking map. And I put that shit on my homies, like, all my dead homies, I put them on that, you know what I'm saying? Because they know, you know what I'm saying? Them the niggas I do it for, too, man. Rest in peace, Drew, man. He know I got him.
You already know, man. Always represent where you from and all your homies and shit like that. That's what I'm talking about, man. So check out that EP. I'm going to definitely go cop it, you know. Show all my love and support. Every dollar go to everybody I support, man, the whole 856. So, you know, be on the lookout for the EP and the album.
Be on iTunes?
Yeah.
Everything going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on my Bandcamp. It's going to be my SoundCloud. It's going to be on Audio Mac. It's going to be everywhere these other niggas ain't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, iTunes is different, bro.
So,
I
didn't
hear nobody doing iTunes.
Hell yeah. So what about the live mixtape joint? I'll stay on that joint. So, I mean, if you want to drop it on that, I'm bumping that like a motherfucker. That's the only app I got on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Yo, trust me, man. This is chess, not checkers. I got something completely different for the mixtape joint. I'm dropping something in late fall for that.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, man.
I'm non-stop working from here on out, bro.
That's what I'm talking about, boy. It's the boy Cat Benson, man. If you just tuning in, he got some fire shit. He got a show in New York on the 17th. That's a fucking Sunday of May. So get your ass to New York. Show my boy some love. 856 Entertainment, man. You already
snow.
You already snow, boy.
Already fucking snow, man. Let's get it.
Yo, what's the topics for the day, though?
I mean, right now is, would you take a bid for your loved one, and how long would you do if you do decide to take that bid?
Yo, define what my loved one means and define a bid.
I mean, your family, your girl, your homie, you feel me? And bid like a murder charge.
It's really conditional, bro, because it's like, you know what I'm saying, I ain't telling on nobody, first of all. Let's just throw that shit out there. But at the same time, if a nigga talking about some life shit, I'm just like, bro, do I really got to do this fucking bid? I mean, a nigga talk about life, I'm all like, yo, this nigga better be putting money on my books the whole time. I swear to God, I'm going to murk this bull. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? It's all conditional. Nobody can answer that question until they put in that position. Because, like, niggas can say, oh, I'm a real nigga all day. I never told them a boy. I do life for him. I fucking catch a bullet for my nigga until that fucking shot get fired. Until the judge in front of your face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
a lot of niggas out here like that, bro. Real shit.
Yeah, and I feel it, though. I was saying earlier, I feel it, though, if you got as much love for me as I do for you, and I don't say your name, you supposed to come forward. Like, you supposed to know, oh, yeah, that's a real nigga. He ain't say nothing. But I won't.
That's facts. That's facts, bro. That's facts. And then on top of that, if you really fuck with me as much as I fuck with you, you wouldn't have did no dumb shit around me to the point where I get caught up in it in the first place.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. So, I mean, a lot of people don't look at it like that, man. And I'm sad to say that how I'm doing life for you now. I'm labeled as a real nigga, and you sitting out here, I mean, just living life. I'm a real nigga in jail with millions of other niggas, and you out here just living life, and all you can call me is a real nigga.
Yeah, and all you, and while you out, while you in there, and everybody outside, niggas forget about you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a homie right now that's about to get out like in 2 months, and the nigga been in for like 5 years, bro. And like, I'm like one of the only niggas outside of his family that fucking writing, bro. Sit down, take the time to fucking write a letter, put it in the envelope, put a fucking stamp on it.
Send that shit out. And that shit mean a lot to him, man. That shit really do. When the mail come, you feel me, they read it like, oh, so this cat right here, you feel me? Like, that show all love, man. They show you all love when they get out, man. But at the end of the day, jail is no place for a human being, yo. I mean, stay
positive. That's real shit, bro.
Real talk.
That shit ain't built for nobody, man. Real rap.
And jail does not make you a real nigga, man.
I've been locked up.
I'm a real nigga. I've been locked up with some real niggas. Come on, man. Some of them niggas who been in there for rape, sexual assault, like all kind of dumb shit. Oh, they real niggas.
As a matter of fact, I want to clarify that shit right now, too. And I want to speak to the fucking world, because, like, on some real shit, murdering a nigga don't make you a real nigga. None of that fucking bullshit that y'all do on the streets make y'all a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real nigga because I moved my mom out the hood. That's what makes me a fucking real nigga. You know what I'm saying? The fact that I could walk away from a nigga when he talking shit and not end his fucking life, that make me a real nigga because that shows I got control over my motherfucking self. You feel what I'm saying?
Go on,
man. You already fucking snow, man.
Niggas already snow, man.
I already know, man. I hope a lot of people is tuning in to this, man. You can definitely call in 347-989-8082. You feel me? We having a real nigga conversation right here, man. So tune in. My boy Cap on here. Got Promo in here. Got Knocker here, man. 856 Entertainment. Cap doing his fucking thing, man. He going all around the states. Tearing shit up for Jersey, man. So show my boy love.
All right, Snow, boy. Hey, and I ain't forget about y'all neither. I got that new intro coming.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. Send that thing, gang. You know, we've been still rocking with the same one you sent this, man. That shit ain't going to stop.
Yeah, I feel you, D.
Shit, man. So what you got going? Like, what you got going on? Like, after you get off the line, you going back to work? You going back in the studio, or you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, you know I eat, breathe, and shit in this fucking studio, bro. Literally, like.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's all you can
do.
You know,
I just when I called y'all, I had just finished the verse for somebody, about to do another verse for somebody. Then I'm about to get into my own shit. I probably go to sleep like around 2 o'clock in the morning.
Damn, yeah, I mean, that's hard work, dedication, man.
And then I gotta be at work at fucking 6.
Hell yeah, yo. So, I mean, we definitely going to holler at you about to show up in New York and shit like that. We're going to let you keep working, make your other feature, then work on your own shit. Definitely keep us tuned with everything that you are doing, you feel me? Especially that New York shit, we got to keep promoting that on our pages as well. We're definitely going to let the city see you shine, bro. For real, man.
All right, bro. You know I got y'all, man.
All right, bro. Nice talking to you, Nick.
Yeah, all right, bro.
The boy Cat, man. He definitely doing his fucking thing.
Yeah, man. It's always special talking to Cat, man. You know, he call in sometimes. He always got his work in, so it's hard to get him on the air. So it's always good to, you know what I mean, talk to him. But we about to play the number 5 song of the day. It's called Astro by my boy AY. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, 856_ENT. Let's get it.
What? Ain't no, I'm that go getter. They call me that go go getter. Ain't no, I'm that go getter. Fresh off the table, willing and able to hold this thing steady when things get unstable. Just call on AWOL, but don't call him asshole. He know what he's doing, he's worth all the hassle. Y'all send him packing, now y'all need him back. These new niggas rapping, most y'all niggas whack. Y'all verses be bullshit, y'all hooks be too flat. But all my shit's pushing. I thank God for that. I'm fly as an astro. These hoes call me asso. I'm deep in my back row. I'm reaching my plateau. There's no more to ask for. I got what I asked for. So just call me AWOL and try not with asshole. Just call me AWOL. I know I'm that go get off. Call me that go, go, get up. Ain't no, I'm that go, get up. Ain't call me that, don't call me asshole. Just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. So don't call me asshole, just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. See, that's your problem, you're too involved with everyone else instead your own involvement. I'm speaking knowledge, cause y'all need some college. Y'all probably won't listen, so why even bother? For those that are writing, I need you some science. My album's a riot, so go out and buy it. My city's behind it, these niggas is blinded. Y'all see me, I'm shining. I see you, you trying. So don't call me asshole, just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. So don't call me asshole. Ain't no, I'm that go get off. Ain't call me that go, go get off. Don't call me that go. Don't call me asshole. Just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. So don't call me asshole. Just call me AWOL. Fly like an astro, fresh like a mango. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. I'm gonna hustle till I'm unable. So don't call me asshole. I know I'm a go get off. They call me that go go get off.
Don't call me asshole. Just call me AWOL. So my boy AWOL. That's song called Astro, man. I like that joint. I fucks with that joint. That's something different, man. For real, for real.
You don't hear no shit like that as different nowadays, man. But I want to give a big shout out to my boy Double Up. Got a new track on here. I had to play it. Even though I already did the song track, I had to put it not in the countdown, but on the radio show. And we always say, if you ever get played on a radio show, it's more like me and Knock like the song. And it's recommended to put on the show. So this fuck it, we about to play that Double Up called The Come Up. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. But yeah, future reference, if any artists, if any of y'all songs get played on the radio show, that means that me and Not Lock It. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Let's get it.
Squat.
Yeah. Street credit. Free Chezzy. Double it up. How the fuck you niggas
monster?
When you in the precinct, telling out who shot you. Rat-ratting ass niggas, eating noodles and pasta. Your right-hand man, sitting there in lockup. Do it for the gram, I'm doing for kilograms. On the block pitching, I'm going in hand-in-hand. Then count it all up, then I wrap it in rubber bands. Then go and see the plug, connect happens to be my mans. I think these rap niggas imposters. Cause they not selling the right product. Me, I'm chasing the green like I'm a roster. And I'm trying to get fat just like a mobster. Money making me cautious. I'm hearing niggas already say I'm a target. And these bitches keep telling me that I'm nuts. But I'ma get this money regardless. Get it by any means. Untucked in my jeans. Hustle harder than most. I'm grinding like coffee beans. Niggas is acting shady, but slim pickings to me. Got a baby 380. You try me, nigga. I squeeze. All I want is the money. You rappers can keep the fame. Cause niggas hate on you more when you on top of the game. Bitches saying they love you before you tell them your name. Fam, fam became enemies cause they thinking you changed, nigga. I'm an OG's protege. Killing rap niggas and get it quitter like OJ. It's my time now. You niggas seasons with Obey. It's only competition. Pushabi gave me the okay. My first goal is make it to the come up and destroy it. Then let niggas witness the come up. See, I'm coming from a city where niggas just want to come up and fuck some bad bitches who suck it and lick the come up. I control money. Niggas saying they winning
but owe money.
It's Instagram niggas be stuntin'
with no money.
Broke nigga playing rich, probably stole money. Ah, double.
Salute a G and double. Check me. I said they tryna lock me down, so I'm screaming fuck the law. We're still on the block serving fiends, Nick's a hard. Ready for them haters, I ain't never off guard. If a nigga think I'm slipping shit, I'ma set it off. I done came up from forming meals and now I'm rocking polo. Used to be with 30 niggas, now I'm riding solo. And I just keep it moving, I don't conversate with Popo. Flash it what you gotta get your hit, that's a promo. And you can tell I'm came there from my posture. And I came from the struggle, so I gotta get it how I gotta. Double up by the dollar. Plug gotta stay so the money he get it wild. Got a foot on low, I flip O's to second profit. Niggas say they real, but really they ain't about it. You talking all this cash, but where that money though? If it ain't about no paper, I ain't comfortable. I'm the realest nigga, know that. Talking to the fans, global, selling shit is so whack. Dipping in your bitch like a rental, now take your hoe back. Fourth quarter ball out, dimes and dubs all out. Blue and green faces like Avatar, let the hawk out.
It's double. You feel me? That's the boy double up, man. That's the come up. Definitely tore that joint up. Who was that on?
Saluda G. He was on the Camden Cypher back in 2012. I remember him.
Damn, that's a good look then, man. Yeah. So yeah. Oh hey, or okay, that's what it is, man. Definitely, I like that connection. You know, old school versus new school. I like that joint. They definitely went in on that track as well, man. Shout out to my boy Double Up.
Big shout out to Double Up, man. I fucked with the song. I had to put it on the radio station, man, on the radio show. And we're going to put it online so everybody can hear it on our website, too, man. You know what I mean? So it's 856 Entertainment. We're going to start updating our songs and music videos. Niggas don't even send us music videos and shit. I guess people don't know how to make them, I guess. Cause you don't see a lot of Camden niggas making music videos.
There you go.
Yeah, so I mean, but one of the topics we got for today is second chances. Sure, everybody had one back in their lifetime. But regardless if it was life, if you got shot up and you became alive after getting shot 9 times, bitch, you had a second chance. Relationship, if shorty broke up with you and gave you a second chance, then you know what I mean? You trying to be in there. But do you believe people deserve a second chance if they already fucked up once in a relationship? It's your opinion, not.
In a relationship, do you deserve a second chance?
Fucking up once already.
I think so. I think you give a person a second chance, but you know, y'all definitely can't just jump right back into the relationship, man. I mean, y'all gotta talk about what it was that person was doing that fucked them up. You know what I mean? That fucked the relationship up. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just jump right back into a relationship if you want to deal with that person again. Now, some people will say no. Like, if they do it once, they'll do it again. You feel me? I mean, that's not wrong either. You feel me? You don't want to go down that road again. You want to try something new. By all means, do it. But I believe you can do second chances, man. Just don't rush into it, man. Talk about it.
Yeah, well, like, in a couple years back, I believe that I didn't, like, believe second chances should have existed. I always existed and put it in my mind, if you fucked up once, you're going to fuck up again and again and again. But think of it like this. These long-term relationships, they weren't always together. They broke up. You know what I mean? After a while, they break up. I was at an old head party, but my little 27th and Clinton team, chilling with them, and they a lot older, you know what I mean? They had experienced a lot and everything, and the lady was telling me that, was telling the whole room, well, everybody's going through problems. The reason why these young people don't have long-term relationships is because everybody want to give up so easily, and nobody wants to work anything out. Nothing's perfect. You always going to go through some shit, and you always going to have to, like, a disagreement about something. So you just got to learn how to compromise. With that being said, after I hear that and everything, and, you know, I believe that second chances should exist. But if you see the same footsteps that the person was making last time and the reason why you broke up with him, then yeah, just fuck it. But if he changed after he got that second chance, then, you know, why not? Because second chance is like a probation period, I'll call it, or something. It's like before your 90 days, you know, if you fuck up that little bit once, you out of there. But people tend to give you second, three, four, five. I know people that gave people 10 chances and shit. I mean, I don't know why, but I guess that's just how it is. Relationships, I can't explain it. It's so different.
Yeah, man, definitely. I mean, this could go either way. This is an arguable question, shit like that. There's no wrong answer, I don't believe. Some people feel differently. Some people say, fuck second chances. Some people say they believe in second chances or even third chances. Can't knock them for that. They must really like the person, see something in them. I'm saying, can't knock them for that, man. But I just think y'all shouldn't just jump right back into a relationship. Just talk it out. I mean, could be, I guess, be friend, not friends, but like, I mean, calm down a little bit. Don't go as hard as y'all was in the beginning or whatever it was before you fucked up or while you were fucking up.
Yeah, man. I mean, everybody deserves a second chance. People do make mistakes. So don't think if you go into a relationship, everybody's perfect. Everybody knows what the fuck to do because some people are new to it. You know what I mean? So I know a lot of shit is self-explanatory, but it's just some shit that you people as an individual is going to have to work with. And if you want to deal with that person, then you got to deal with their flaws. If not, then you just got to move on and deal with somebody that you feel perfectly with. But yeah, like I said, second chances, I do believe. Everybody do deserve them. So. And knock, you do believe everybody deserve a 10th and 11th chance too?
Fuck no. We strike you out.
Bitch, I'm giving you two. It's over after that, man. But we're going to play the number 4 song of the day. Back from scratch with my girl Tay Smiles. We ain't hear from Tay Smiles in a minute, man.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Come back with that shit, man. She probably in the studio cooking now, man. Yeah. Patiently waiting.
Hell yeah. I hope it's a full course meal, man. But you already know it's 8567, man. We're about to get on this track. Let's get it.
Why?
Studio.
Yeah.
Studio.
Nostalgia Supreme.
Back up, I've been sleeping too long. You dick getting too strong. Let me get a strain and take a break, make some cake. Now a nigga throwing shots with a preschool arm. Fuck these niggas, this beat too strong. Fuck that Reggie, my weed too strong. All I do is hit the phone, he drop off. Fuck his ass smell like he rolling hot sauce. Shit got me jumping, that's bungee shit. But back to these fucking irrelevant. I did this shit since 11, bitch. Clown is fuck you with devil dick. If I made the rules, you would never spit. I'm on some get back on my level shit. I've been sitting back and still rocking shit. I'm finna eat like a breakfast dish. I've been starving. Give me that mic, I'm gon' carve them. I coach them like Carter. Now they slinkin' they harder. Throw his bars on that charger and turn his brains into margins. Turn his songs into shaman and wipe my ass. Now I'm off, but the line's dirty like garbage. I told you, bitch, my shit's tardy. With re on that like reported. Talking ass, you reporting. Cops pull up, you say you saw them. Cops pull up, I'm with some law shit. Free my brother, fuck that law shit. My dog just down, left a paw print. My chick the color of frost and my dick is long, so fuck floss. And the dick is hard like I brought it. It ain't real, but my heart is. You ain't sick, cause I'm barfing and I'm riding out. Not parking, I'm going.
Might take a lot for the kid to stop flowing. Might take a lot for your hoe to stop blowing. Matter of fact, I'm smoking, this shit ain't make no sense. I'm goofy, I'm stupid. Came up on a deuce where it's ruthless. The west side of Philly with shooters. With bullets, my strike in Medusa. Watch it, they kill us, my pop you. See, go only smoke out of chocolates. That nigga so picky, but he is black hopping and I am the third ring, so why would he drop me? Real niggas come first, that's first slot. Niggas had Reggie in the laptop, but I still had Ellie on the crack block. She ain't had a crack out, but she had your grass out. At the creek blowing, finna pass out. Lunch came, we dashed out. Man, fuck up class out. My girl had a bad mouth, wetter than a bath towel. I can still smash now, started with a cash mob. It's been a while since Tay Wallin' out. You indeed, it's been a minute. But you talking about this? some tickets. No line, I get it. Fuck it, I been it. Fuck it, I rip it. Take some motherfucking splinters.
Nostalgia Supreme.
Fuck coming down, I've been sleeping too long. Fuck coming down, I've been sleeping too long. Fuck coming down, I've been sleeping too long. Niggas think they superficial. I already did it, that meaning my shit super vicious. Roll my pistol with the missile and make that shit whistle. And knock that nigga out of distance. Niggas, they ain't really hitters. I got all these hitters from the north, the west side of Philly. Get down on the ground like you Billy. You rare like hillbilly, cause everyone thinks my smiles are silly. I just saw my yellow bone sticky. I wanted to lick me, she brighter than the brightest skittle. I put in that work like a triple. Your pussy's just nipple. You only be hard for a minute, so get it. Bitch, I'm Hitler. I done made my decision. I'm making a killing.
I'm making a killing. Bitch.
Big shout out to Taste Miles for being number four. Song's called Back from Scratch. You already know. Next topic we got talking about is thirst. Thirst. I just wanted to mention out how thirsty the Facebook, man, is ridiculous. I'm one of them, but I'm not as bad as y'all motherfuckers. I mean, I do be hitting people up like, yo, you trying to chill this, trying to chill that, 2 o'clock in the morning, where I already had like 3 cups of Henny inside of me already. Yes, that's when I'm thirsty. But some of y'all motherfuckers be sending everything. Bitches sending titty pics. I don't know if you call it thirsty if you see a girl see-through shirt. Titties hanging out.
We're about to get real on here,
oh,
man. Talk about G for her birthday. That's a thirst trap.
Oh shit! I was about to hear the fuck
exactly.
Up. Exactly.
A lot of people was like, "Oh, our nipples black, yada yada." That was y'all, the same people who was in her inbox
right.
Liking her motherfucking picture.
Yo, I was 5 seconds away from hitting her up myself, bro.
I looked at that motherfucking picture. She ain't got no titties at all. I thought it was my shit. I thought that was me. Like, goddamn. Like, don't get me wrong. She, I mean,
she looked good as shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
I was like, yo, I was 5 seconds away from Messenger again.
Yeah.
Seeing that picture.
Yeah, it's definitely, the thirst is real. I have to applaud her because she did it. She just put a shirt on, no brows. She knew it was see-through like a motherfucker.
She went outside. Shitties out and
everything. Yeah, I know niggas are sitting there trying to holler at that shit. I mean, you got other names that you be seeing thirsting that motherfucker, yo? Shit. Are we exposing niggas today?
I'm trying to think. Hold on. You got some names?
I got to think. I got to look on the Facebook on 2 seconds. Here we go.
Hold on, I'm trying to think. Let me just be on there thirsty. Just, I mean,
you have
thirst.
That shit caught my attention, though. That shit caught my attention, though. I was like, what?
What?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah, definitely, man. She definitely be on there. Just and girls like who be like taking pictures, talk about, oh, my mirror dirty or something like that. But your ass is the whole picture. Yeah. And like, my hair long. Nah, bitch. We ain't, you know damn well we ain't looking at your goddamn hair.
When they be sending subliminal messages of how of why they need the dick. Like, it's so funny, bro. They be like, just chilling, laying in my bed, waiting for something to go down, or who want to chill at 2 o'clock in the morning. I do that all the time at 2 o'clock in the morning. You goddamn right. Yeah, I'm thirsty. I don't care. I admit it. Fuck it. I'm 20. I'm supposed to be thirsty right now. Fuck me. I'm in my prime. But at the same time, they had them titties out. I didn't mind it at all, but I was like, oh, shit. So if I ever see a status from her stating that niggas is thirsty, that's because y'all females always putting them thirst traps up there and getting 100, 500 likes with that ass. And then you got, but it's not only her, though. It's all girls out here having those titties out with the nipples pierced and shit. Have you ever sucked one of them, y'all?
Yeah,
I like that shit. It's very attractive. I be biting the bar and shit, everything. Yo, it's very, very attractive. But still, I'm gonna put that shit on Facebook, man. Send that to a nigga that you like instead of Facebook.
Hell yeah. Another one is,
Hold on, I just had this shit in my head, man. Another one is, like, you'll write a status, like, my pussy gets so wet. Like, what? Like, you really just put that on a book? And, like, it's regular. I know it's your Facebook. You can do what you want. You can delete me if you feel some type of way. But did you really just try to, like, tell the world that your pussy get wet and you thought nobody was going to say nothing? But, I mean, that's your business. None of mine. But, I mean, it is what it is, man. This thirst shit is definitely, it definitely went the wrong way, because now when a person try to flirt, it's all, you thirsty, like, are you thirsty as hell? Like, now I'm just trying to have a regular conversation with you, I mean, give you a couple compliments, but now I'm thirsty, so see you later, man.
Honestly, Jim, all right, let's just say it like this. Every girl say a guy is thirsty. Let's just put it like this. A female just put a nice picture up there, jeans, nice little shirt, blouse, whatever, some jeans, some shirt, some shoes, pretty long hair, whatever. It's less chances he's going to be thirsty with her than a chick that got a half shirt on with booty shorts sticking her ass out with her tongue out, too. Now, I'm thinking you want the dick and you want to suck the dick, because at the same time, you put two poses in one picture. When you got the tongue out, I automatically think you suck dick. I'm sorry. No, I mean, then when you stick the ass out like that, I'm always think that, oh, this is definitely a thirst trap. So, for all the ladies out there saying niggas is thirsty this, niggas is thirsty that, you have no wrong with that. We are. But y'all the ones setting the trap up. Now, like I said, y'all had a book in your hand, walking with a picture, smiling. Niggas ain't going to be thirsty with that. They going to just probably scroll down, probably won't even like the pic. But if you want to be Facebook famous with half of them naked pictures, best believe you're going to have 1,000 niggas hitting your inbox. That's how you show. So.
Definitely, man. That's the attention seekers, man, who's posting pictures that did write a status. Like, oh, these thirsty niggas. I mean, can you blame them?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
I'm just saying, can you blame me for hitting you up at 2 a.m. in the morning?
You buggy naked.
You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. You can't blame us for... I guess we'll go after what we see and shit. We find you very attractive. You half naked, bitch. I think you a thot now. I'm gonna try to holler at you. But nah, just because you do a half naked picture or whatever don't mean you're a thot. Maybe you like to show your body a lot, but like I said, don't get mad at the guy for doing, you know what I mean, holler at you, ask him to try to fuck, send you a dick pic. Don't do all that, because now you set yourself up for that. You know what I mean? Well, we're going to just skip on to the number one song of the day. It's called Poppington. This is Knock Boy and shit.
Yeah, man. Little groovy and shit, little loco. They down there, down the highway and shit. I believe it's Patterson.
Patterson? What?
Yeah, they down there doing their thing, man. Poppington, they out here wilding with this joint, man. This song was going crazy on SoundCloud. I heard they ready to shoot the video.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, definitely look out for this song, man. It's definitely on the way. Squat.
I'm only worried about me and myself. If I am so, what I can't help. Nigga, one piece. I'm Elvis, rock and roll with that 40 on pelvis. Bang, come and touch me, bet my niggas get it popping time. Bad bitch with me, yeah, she popping time. Getting all this cash, bitch, I got it done. Shorty, shake that ass, but he's watching time. Step up in the building, bitch, I'm feeling like a man. Too intoxicated, got this Remy in my ass. Plus my nigga send me, got that send me in the van. So if a nigga tip me, then I'm empty in the can. But I just came to party, so fuck that. Shorty got that ass, pretty face, I'm tryna fuck that. Oh, she got a attitude, I think we could adjust that. Beat that pussy up and have her looking for a grudge match and never get that. Shout out all the bitches that I fucked, I say I never hit that. Now they constantly calling my phone, I don't answer, I never hit that. Had to block some of them bitches, they call me, I never get tired. You should've cherished the moment, that's how you never get back. I'm drunk as fuck, now I'm facing the L, should've never did that.
some guaranteed pussy. Was calling my phone, should've never missed time. Silly nigga wondering what with us, he should've never been time. That 40 of them dudes with the scene, they would never work out.
Me, am I selfish? If I am so, what, I can't help it. Nigga want beef, I'm Elvis. Rock and roll with that 40 on that pelvis. Bang, come and touch me, bet my niggas get it poppin' time. Bad bitch with me, yeah, she poppin' time. Getting all this cash, yeah. Bitch, I got
little
it,
bitch,
done.
I got it, got it.
Shorty, shake that ass, yo. Shorty's watching time.
Niggas and bitches, I'm tired of. My outfit consists of designer, I'm fucking Hispanic, do copy and barely, but they know it's out of your to the manana. We can go out of sight long as we out of eye with it. Paper gets on the ground, littering. Her ass so fast, I suffer from flashbacks. To this day, I remember it. I hate when my old bitches bring up an old moment, I be like, I don't remember it. I find that shit funny when I started saying, you started refreshing your memory. These niggas be hating, but feeling me literally stuck in the middle of misery. 240 and clear out the scene, popping shit out like a vending machine. Finna go over Winfrey, get a sofa for me in a rolling camera. Got a loaf of bread for egg, crummy bean. Fuck the other side, that's the way I'm feeling. Ice cube, that's the way I'm chilling. Got a hot dog for the way she drilling. Another blunt, okay, that did it. Another cup, I be damn finished. Zoned out, keep my zone clear. In my own lane, shift my own gears. And I don't care about a whole nigga. Make sure that goes through our both ears. Draw that ass back, draw that face cute. Girl, that smell pretty, put that ass back. Setting all these booty traps. Foolish me, I'm feeling that.
Falling, 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 falling. Nigga, MVP shit, we be falling, 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 falling. We shit on AK, we need Charlie, 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 Charlie.
Bitch, bring that money and we need more of it, more of it, more of it, more of it.
We need more of it. We need more of it.
A bad bitch, since you popping time. Like that joint, man. It's my boy Lil Loco going crazy with that joint called Poppin'. And, you know, they going crazy on SoundCloud over that joint. A stripper made a little video, a little clip on Instagram to that joint.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's that New Jersey shit. I told you, show more love than South Jersey,
yeah,
man. People don't give a fuck. But it seems like our time is running down, man. Thank you for everybody tuning in today. I'm pretty sure we got some people to tune in. Don't worry, we're going to be back. We're going to show y'all a little something different. Man, you already know. We're going to, for all the rappers out there that keep sending me their, like, songs through my wall, if you want your song played on the radio, can't stress this enough, send the original track to the email, 856entertainment@gmail.com. Once you send there, then we'll give you a confirmation. I always, like, reply back, like, go and play your song, this, such and such. Go on our website to listen to it. You know what I mean? But y'all just want to send it to my wall. Be like, yo, play this, bro. I'm like, you didn't follow the rules. I said, send it to my email or email, and we'll play it. But niggas don't listen. But you already know it's ProMag, DJ ProMag, man. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, @IM_DJPromo. And follow me on Facebook, Team Promo. You already know it's Team Promo.
All right, no, man. It's your boy, Knock the God. We in here. We run out of time. You know, we'll be back next Sunday at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. But tune into our radio station that we got going on. And you feel me, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays from 7 to 8. You get the Spreaker app, download the Spreaker app, put it straight out of Camden. We're definitely going to pop up, man. You can follow me on, well, you can add me on Facebook at John D. Knock. You can add me on Instagram at Knock Yourself Off. That's NOC_YURSF. Follow me on Twitter at Knockavelli, man. We out.
That shit was